Now that New Hampshire has a law allowing for the use of medicinal marijuana, it might not surprise you to find advertisements about how people can obtain registration cards for the program. There's only one catch. There is no such registration card as of yet, and that raises some serious questions about those advertisements and who's behind them. Sarah Palermo has been investigating the ads for the Concord Monitor. She joins me now with more. Welcome.
Hi, Brady.
To start, where is the state in setting up its medical marijuana program?
State officials are still drafting rules, basically, for the program that was authorized last summer. There's two groups that have to approve these rules on two separate issues. The first is the patient registration cards you mentioned, and the second is rules for the dispensaries that will ultimately open. The state law authorizes up to four, but the actual rules governing who can work there, what they can sell, and when haven't been written yet.
So this is still a ways away, but you found these ads online that are advertising these cards that, as you mentioned, don't yet exist.
Exactly. They're advertising technically classes or clinics where you can go and learn about how to get your card, or you can meet with a doctor who could certify you to get your card. But they do very explicitly promise that you'll get your card by July, which right now just doesn't look possible, feasible, or likely in any way.
Your research traced the ads back to a group called the Montana Caregivers Network. Even proponents of medical marijuana were concerned to hear that name. Why?
Yeah. Well, Montana authorized medical marijuana in 2004. It was a small industry for a number of years. By the end of 2009, there were only 7,300 people who were registered patients. The Montana Caregivers Network really started popping up in January 2010. By the end of that year, 27,000 people had cards, and it became a really divisive issue in the state. There were four bills that worked their way through the legislature there trying to repeal, reform, redesign that program. Ultimately, they did restrict it really considerably, and groups here, people here that I spoke to who are aware of that situation, were really concerned that it might happen again.
And who is the person behind the Montana Caregivers Network?
As far as I can tell, his name is Jason. I believe his last name is Christ. It seems to all kind of point back to him. But again, what we were able to find is still a little bit uncertain. But Jason Christ was the founder of the Montana Caregivers Network. He is a very litigious person. There's a lot of court records with his name on them, as he has been sued and he has sued a lot of people in Montana. He has no listed phone number, so I wasn't able to talk to him, although I did try, and I tried to reach out to him through Facebook. But there's a Facebook for a man named Jay LaHarif, who's the one who's been promoting these classes in New Hampshire. He doesn't exist anywhere except on Facebook, as far as I can tell, and it's an account that was formed in January.
Now, what comes next? Is the state looking into the ads, and are there concerns that we might see more of this kind of activity in the run-up to implementing this law?
So far as I know, actually, the state has their hands full with drafting these rules among all the other projects that they're working on right now. And they're not looking into it specifically, although there are people I've spoken to at Health and Human Services who are aware of what's going on. And they were concerned, and they were glad to hear that we were looking into it as well. But yeah, there's also classes that are being offered mostly on the Seacoast region to teach people how to run dispensaries, which, again, those rules are even farther from being written than the rules governing the patient cards. So, you know, buyer beware is really the last line here.
Sarah Palermo, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.
You can find a link to Sarah's reports for the Concord Monitor at our website, nhpr.org.